Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back into Wisconsin Sports Weekend, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook, and it's award season. I mean, there's awards going out in college football and in the NFL. It's coming up right now. I have our first award to give on Wisconsin Sports Weekend, now leading in appearances on Wisconsin Sports Weekend with 2. Ryan Wentland at BrewPack 8. Ryan, how the heck are you doing, my man?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. I'm happy to be here.
Awesome. Great. Well, I had to find a way to get someone on to talk about baseball because it feels sometimes baseball can get neglected this time of year. And, you know, the only thing that we ever hear is who the Dodgers have signed and who's mad that the Dodgers signed that person. And the Baseball 100, Baseball America Top 100 Prospects just came out, Ryan, and the Brewers are all over it. And the big story, Jesus made at number 17 right now. What was your first reaction when you saw the new Baseball 100 from Baseball America?
Excited. Jesus Mahide is 17 years old, and he's the 17th overall prospect in baseball, according to them. It's insane. I know Churio is a guy in Milwaukee, but there could be 2 guys in Milwaukee when he comes up here. It's going to be a while. It's supposed to be 28, but so excited for him.
Jesus Mahde, he's, like we said, like you're saying, kind of looks a lot like Jackson Churio, a lot of that same kind of profile, playing that shortstop position, second base position. You said it's going to be a while. How long exactly? And then do you expect him, when he does eventually get to this point of Jackson Churio, to kind of replicate what Jackson Churio did in his rookie season? Will he be faster? Will he be rising a little bit quicker than Churio did? Or is this something that you still expect to take a while, even with all the hype he's getting?
It's tough to expect Jackson Chourio. Those don't come around too often in Milwaukee or anywhere. So if you get a flash of that, especially at 20 years old, you will take that. And he's one of those guys that he's so raw. He's, I mean, gosh, I'm pretty sure he's still in rookie ball. He is a young guy, but he can be there. I think he can rise even faster. Chourio was, gosh, what did he max out at? Number two to most, most of the guys who get paid to, you know, rank these guys. Baseball America said Jesus Madé and Cooper Pratt, which I assume we'll get to, could be the number one prospect in all of baseball at this time next year.
Yeah, all right. Jesus Madé. I'll stop saying the whitest pronunciation ever to his name. Thank you, both of you, on that. But Jesus Madé, he is shortstop, right? That's what we see him coming up in the middle infield. And Cooper Pratt, you just talked about, he also makes that list. Came in at number 50. Sorry, I was looking at the different list here. So he came in at number 50, also a shortstop. Do you think that Milwaukee is going to find themselves in a conflict when it comes to, hey, the middle infield right now looks pretty stacked for Milwaukee? You're going to bring Terang back. I would love to see him, if he can do last season every year, on this team for a long time. Well, and Pratt and Madé, they look awesome right now. Do you think that they're going to have an abundance at this middle infield position in the near future here, Ryan?
The good news, and you know, you could call this good news or bad news, especially in baseball, 4 years from now, 3 years from now, I forget what year it is still, you don't know what's going to happen. There could be, you could go, and I know this doesn't happen in Milwaukee too often, but sign a bigger free agent, and he could be the shortstop, and then both of those guys are blocked, or one of those guys doesn't work out, or you know, one of those guys completely fades away. Madé can also, he is listed as a shortstop slash third baseman, so he can transfer over to third if that's what's needed. You have no idea where you're going to be at that point, which I guess is a good problem to have, that your question, like, we have too many good prospects at one position.
Charlie Houston here, Tommy Wirtz over there, speaking with Ryan Wentland of Pack the Brew Podcast here on Wisconsin Sports Weekend. You can follow Ryan at BrewPack8 on Twitter. Ryan, one of the other top prospects for the Brewers is Jefferson Cuero. He tends to be a little bit higher up on the list usually with a lot of these prospect rankings. He's a little bit closer to the MLB. With William Contreras going through arbitration as we speak, didn't really get the number that he was looking for. Do you see a world where Cuero is the catcher of the future eventually? Is he a guy that gets traded, gets moved as the Brewers get a little bit more competitive here? What's the deal with him?
It's tough because, you know, Cuero deserves all the hype he's getting. He won the Gold Glove in 23. He was supposed to be in the majors last year, but he was out for the season, unfortunately. He's projected to be back this year. That's a guy that everyone loves, and you mentioned is the number one prospect in the organization right now. With Contreras, love the guy. I have his jersey, love the way he plays. But with catchers especially, and you've seen this with multiple Hall of Famers, if it's Joe Mauer, if it's, you know, I don't know if he's going to be there, he retired early, but Buster Posey, they really start to decline once they reach about 30 years old. And by the time Contreras is done with his contract, he's going to be about that age. You don't really want to pay those guys. I kind of compare it to don't pay running backs in football. If you're more of a football guy, you know, there's instances where it works. Obviously, Josh Jacobs was great. But I wouldn't extend Contreras, and I'm okay with letting his contract run out and kind of letting Cuero develop behind him. And what I'm expecting to happen is trading Contreras with about a year left on his contract, and then Cuero slides into that catcher one spot.
So then what is William Contreras worth to you in your mind? Is he going to be worth more now than he is in those 3 years when he is going to get traded? Do you think he's going to be worth a lot then? Like, what is his value?
Right now, it's incredibly high. I put him at number 10 in all of baseball in my top 100 rankings. I'm sure there's a little bias there, but I think we can all agree he's at least a top 20 player. He's the number one catcher in baseball. What did he finish? Fifth in MVP voting this year? Yes. And his value is so high right now. What will it be in 2 years? Who knows? Maybe he, you know, needs surgery and only plays 20 games in those 2 years. God, hope not. But you never know what's going to be at that time. His value is so high right now. Do not trade him. I'm not suggesting that at all. Please do not do that. But
yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I guess if you wanted to go and make a blockbuster move and you saw MLB talent that could help you, Carroll is expandable in the way you could trade him at this point, but I wouldn't, because I feel like his value could be higher once he gets back into action.
Tommy Wirtz and Charlie Usen of Wisconsin Sports Weekend talking with Ryan Wentland, co-host of Pack the Brew. Follow him on Twitter at BrewPack8. There's one more player we haven't talked about from this top 100 that also makes the list, Jacob Mizorowski. And this guy, I actually had a little bit of a connection, a degree removed. I had a good buddy who played at Crowder College with Jacob Mizorowski when he was drafted out of the second round. So he was telling me this guy's nasty. I mean, he throws 100. He's got a slider that moves like crazy, going in at 93 miles an hour. How close do you think Mizorowski is getting to the MLB? You know, we've seen pitchers usually take a long time to get up, but then you have cases of Paul Skenes where they're able to get up pretty early, and Hunter Greens in the division if you want to go from there as well. Jacob Mizorowski, do you think that his value and his worth is going to be seen sooner rather than later in a Milwaukee Brewers uniform here, Ryan?
Yes, I believe there is a real shot that he could be on the opening day roster. The question with him is it going to be in a starter position or a bullpen position? I want to see him start, but I know there's been a lot to talk about, you know, you throw 100 miles an hour, that you can obviously be a closer on the upcoming team too. And I kind of compare it to Josh Hader, because he was a starter in the minors, goes and obviously turns out to be one of the best relievers in baseball for year after year. So he could be that, but I really want to see him start, especially when you look at the Brewers' rotation. It's not bad. They've been able to make it work, but I still want to see, and, you know, he could be a true ace. I want to see that potential in the rotation.
It would be fun to see him just at least get a couple starts. Ryan, looking at MLB Pipeline now, moving over from Baseball America, Baseball America had all four of these guys in their top 50 rankings. MLB Pipeline only has one of them. Jefferson Cuero is number 47. Then they have Mate at 56, Pratt at 57, and Mizorowski at number 100. Which one do you like looking at a little bit more? Which one makes you a little bit more confident? Which one do you think is more right going into the season right now?
You know, I like the one that fits my narratives better, right? And that one's Baseball America.
Yes. Well, America was early on Churio, right? Before Pipeline was, they were much higher on Jackson Churio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like Baseball America gives the younger guys more hype than Pipeline does. Pipeline does a great job. They're great at what they do. But I like looking at Baseball America just a little bit more, even when it doesn't fit the narratives that I want it to fit. But I think Mate at 56 is low, man. I feel like at minimum, This is a top 40 prospect in baseball, and you mentioned America's got him at 17. Mm-hmm. So I would have him somewhere in that range.
With Mizorowski, that's the name that kind of surprised me the most. Do you think it's fair for them to have him at 100?
Yeah, that's the one that really got me. I'm not saying he's got to be top 20 or, you know, crazy stuff like that, but you got an 80 grade fastball, 70 grade curveball, and you're at 100. That blew my mind. I thought he should have been much higher than that. I'm not really sure why he's dropping as much as he is, because he's dropped the last few rankings that's come out.
Do you think that the fact that he hasn't kind of hit that MLB level yet, especially with all the Brewers' injuries in their pitching rotation and their bullpen last season, do you think that's going into his rating and why they might be dropping him?
You know, that could be fair, because I was kind of expecting him to come up late last year. If you guys remember how Corbin Burnes came up in 2018, kind of just helping in the bullpen in October especially, I was expecting him to take that role and then slide into that starter role in 2025. But the fact he didn't kind of shocked me. Obviously, the Brewers are the ones that are, you know, watching him every bullpen, every game, and whatever else. So they know his stuff better than we do, of course, but that could definitely be a part of it.
Speaking here with Ryan Wendland, from the co-host of the Pack the Brew podcast at Twitter, BrewPack8. All right, last thing here for you, Ryan. Are we going to see over 1.5 on these prospects this year of the four that we just talked? Do you think that we will see two of them make it to the majors this season?
Absolutely. Barring a big-time injury, Carroll, I expect to be the backup catcher at some point. I'm expecting a Eric Haas trade once they believe Carroll's ready. And I'm believing Jacob Mizorowski is going to be up here very, very early. Jesus Madé, Cooper Pratt, both a good 2 or 3 years away, but I would take the money on two of those guys being up.
It's what Milwaukee has to do. Hopefully Madé gets an awesome Churio-friendly deal when he becomes a stud and he's 19, and we'll sign him to a 10-year, three McChicken contract for what we have on Jackson Churio. Ryan, go ahead, plug your stuff. Tell them where we can find you, where we can catch some of your stuff if we want to hear more about Brewers, Packers, whatever you're going to be talking about.
Yeah, I'm mostly on Twitter at BrewPack8, mostly just tweeting random clip, you know, complain about the Brewers, not signing anybody, whatever else. At Pack the Brew Podcast is where we talk baseball weekly, not just Brewers. So if you guys care more about than just Milwaukee Brewers baseball, tune in there. I'd really appreciate any support on there.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Ryan. That is Ryan Wendland of the Pack the Brew Podcast. Again, follow him on Twitter at BrewPack8. Super excited to get you on again. Ryan, real quick, predictions, your Super Bowl. What do you got?
Ooh, is it who I want or who I'd put money on?
You can do both if you want. Yeah, I don't care.
I'm rooting for the Commanders and the Bills, but unfortunately it's going to be the complete opposite. I'd put money on Eagles and the Chiefs.
All right, we can only hope. We can only hope. As long as Philly doesn't win, I think I'm okay. That's where I'm at with it.
I can't root for the team that beat me. So, yeah, I'm a big Commanders fan tomorrow.
All right, awesome. Thank you again so much, Ryan Wendland of the Pack the Brew Podcast. Follow him on Twitter, at BrewPack8.